Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're having a look at more cute animals from Japan. Just the other day we were learning about Tama, the hero Japanese cat that saved a train station. That was quite an interesting story, wasn't it, Tiffany?
Yeah, it became the station master, remember?
And saved the station because now all these people were visiting this sort of quiet little town to meet Tama.
But today we also have two other interesting animals.
That's right.
Did you know that monkeys could become waiters at a restaurant?
Excuse me, what?
Monkeys are actually waiters at a restaurant.
What? Monkeys?
Yeah.
Really? What happens if you order a banana?
I guess they steal it.
They probably eat your food and then give you a bill. Thank you for coming. Your banana was delicious. That's strange.
That is strange.
Okay.
It was so strange that it was even featured on another television show, World's Weirdest Restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think a restaurant which has monkeys working as waiters is definitely a weird or very strange restaurant. So if you want to know more about this, stick with us because right after this, we're going to check out our article and find out about monkey waiters in Japan.
Jobs for pets in Japan. I love hearing stories about animals and humans working hand in hand.
Wait until you hear about this one. What do you think of monkeys as waiters?
It's very unusual. Don't tell me there really is a restaurant like that.
You bet. The owner, Kaoru Otsuka, raised two monkeys as pets.
So how did they become waiters at the restaurant?
One day, one of the monkeys, Yachan, started to copy Kaoru's moves.
Aha! Monkey see, monkey do.
That's right. Now, both monkeys help Kaoru serve drinks and bring hot towels to customers.
However, it sounds cruel to make monkeys work all day.
Don't worry. They are under the protection of the Japanese government. They work no longer than 2 hours a day.
Unusual, unusual. The unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer. The unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer. Towel, towel. I used a towel to dry myself after getting out of the pool. I used a towel to dry myself after getting out of the pool. Cruel, cruel. Adolf Hitler was cruel and killed millions of Jews. Adolf Hitler was cruel and killed millions of Jews. Protection, protection. The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show. The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show.
All right, we're back with our two friends, Brendan and Patricia. Remember, they're the ones the other day who introduced us to Tama, the station master cat. And it seems that strange animals doing jobs in Japan is something that's not that strange, actually. It's a little bit more normal than you might think. And Brendan says, I love hearing stories about animals and humans working hand in hand, okay? If things are working hand in hand, it doesn't mean they're actually hand in hand, like they're holding hands. It means they're working together as a team, basically. Mm-hmm. If you work with your friends on maybe a school project or something like that, and you're working as a good team, everyone's sharing the work, everyone's getting along well, then you could say you're working hand in hand. It's sort of like you're walking together as, you know, brothers and sisters sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Then Patricia says, wait until you hear about this one. What do you think of monkeys as waiters? What do you think?
I don't know. That sounds strange. But monkeys are very smart.
They
right?
are.
So you can probably train them. I hope they wear little pants. If an animal is near my food and it has no pants on, I might kind of say, what's that in my salad? I'm not sure that's supposed to be in my salad.
I don't think I want any hairs in my food.
Hairs,
you know,
like they might be stealing your French fries as they bring it over to your table. But if they're very professional monkeys,
right?
You know, who really know how to be a waiter, well, I guess that would be fine.
Hmm.
Brendan tells us something that I think we all know.
Mm.
It's very unusual. Yes, it is very unusual, Brendan. That's true. Animals working as waiters is unusual, strange, not very normal. And then he says, don't tell me there really is a restaurant like that. Now, of course, here, he's not saying, don't tell me there is a restaurant like that. Like, he's not telling her to stop. He's kind of showing that he's so surprised that if she says there is a restaurant like that, he's going to be amazed, okay? So he's saying it like, don't tell me there really is a restaurant like that. Like, are you going to amaze me? Tell me something very strange and unusual. And unusual is our word power word, as I mentioned, not normal, weird, strange, not the common thing you would expect to see or find.
That's right. So, for example, we could say the unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer.
That is unusual.
That is very unusual. So, the unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the summer is supposed to be hot, sunny, but all of a sudden there's snow.
That reminds me of a Chinese New Year from earlier this year. Remember, the weather
right.
was really warm and sunny. That was kind of unusual.
That is.
Because usually it's, you know, cold and rainy.
Mm.
So that was a little strange or unusual. Patricia says, you bet, you bet. It's true. There are these animal waiters. The owner, Kaoru Otsuka, Kaoru Otsuka, yes, I apologize to Mr. Otsuka, raised two monkeys as pets. So there you go. So this owner of the restaurant had these monkeys and they were pets, which is...
Well, I guess that's how everything started.
Kind of strange too, but not too strange. Okay.
But before we begin to look at the other parts of our article, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎收看今天的英文快译通。今天我们要教大家同位语的用法。到底什么是同位语呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。所谓的同位语就是紧邻名词的相等语，用以补充说明该名词。呈现的形式可以是单一名词或者是名词片语。同位语的位置可以放在句中，也可以放在句尾。好，首先让我们来看看同位语放在句中的用法。它的句型是主词加上同位语加上动词。让我来举个例子。Taipei 101, the tallest building in Taiwan, is a fancy department store. Taipei 101, the tallest building in Taiwan, is a fancy department store. 台北101台湾最高的建筑物是一栋很高级的百货公司。句中的 The tallest building in Taiwan 就是 Taipei 101的同位语，用来补充说明台北101是怎么样的一栋大楼。好，这里我们要注意的一点是，同位语在使用的时候，动词的三态变化必须和句子的主词一致，而不是以同位语为准。举例来说，My favorite breakfast, French toast and black coffee, is served in this cafe. My favorite breakfast, French toast and black coffee is served in this cafe. 我最爱的早餐，法式吐司以及黑咖啡有在这间咖啡店供应。这边虽然我提到了两样东西 French toast 以及 black coffee， 但真正的主词是前方的 my favorite breakfast， 因此后面的动词必须要使用单数的 is， 同学们可要特别注意哦。而同位语除了可以放在句中之外，也可以放在句尾，它的句型是主词加上动词加上同位语。让我来举个例子， Mary was born in Taipei, the daughter of a famous actor. Mary was born in Taipei, the daughter of a famous actor. 表示 Mary 出生在台北，她是一位名演员的女儿。句尾的 the daughter of a famous actor 就是 Mary 的同位语，用来说明 Mary 是怎么样的一个人。好，最后让我用我的朋友 John 来做例子。我的朋友 John 他家的环境相当优渥，可以说是含着金汤匙出生的。 John was born in Taipei, the son of a wealthy businessman. 表示 John 他出生在台北，他是一位富有商人的儿子。他虽然家里很有钱，但他可不是闲闲没事做，他可是非常的会煮菜，在台北很多地方都有开餐厅呢。John, a famous Taiwanese cook, runs several restaurants in Taipei. 表示 John 是一位台湾名厨，在台北开餐厅。好咯，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都对同位语的用法更了解哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
Okay, so we want to know how these monkeys started off to become, well, how did they actually become waiters at the restaurant?
Right, they went from being the pets of the owner, right, just some animals that the owner has, maybe they even live in his home, but then they started to work. So Brendan asks that question, so how did they become waiters at the restaurant? How did that change from just being pets to being working animals?
I think that's the question that we all have in our minds.
Mm.
And thanks to Patricia, she says, one day, one of the monkeys, Yak-chan, started to copy Karu's moves. Okay, so one of Karu's monkeys, the oldest one, Yat, copied her moves. Like, for example, if she were to give the customer water or something, the monkey kind of copied this motion. So in Japan, you can add chan to the end of names for children. It also can be added for lots of cute animals or close friends to show that you really find them adorable and cute. And so that's why we call them Yak-chan.
Okay, and as Brendan says, aha, monkey see, monkey do. Okay, that's an expression we have in English saying that, you know, some things will just copy you by watching you. We often, of course, would use it for monkeys, but we could use it for people. Like you might see, you know, a little kid, you know, pretending to be his mom. If his mom's in the kitchen making food, the kid might be pretending to stir things or cook things like that. And the parents would laugh and say, ah, monkey see, monkey do. Not really calling their child, the little boy or girl, a monkey. Just saying, you know, they're copying by watching. So they see you do something and they pretend to do the same thing.
Right.
Just like the monkeys do. That's, of course, how young people or babies or animals will learn things.
Patricia says,
that's right.
Yeah, she says, that's right. Now, both monkeys help Karu serve drinks and bring hot towels to customers. Okay, now, of course, a towel is a cloth or paper we use to dry something. In Japan, usually before you eat a meal, they give you a hot towel to kind of wash your hands and to kind of clean off anything.
Freshen up a little.
That's right. Okay, and then we also have our word power sentence. What is it?
It says, I used a towel to dry myself after getting out of the pool. So yeah, towel could be anything from that little hot towel they might give you in a restaurant to the big towel you have in your bathroom or that you take to the beach after you take a shower or get out of the pool or something. You use it to dry the water on your skin. So it's, you know, just a big cloth that we use to dry things. Brendan says, however, it sounds cruel to make monkeys work all day. Well, that's a good point.
That is a really good point.
Good point, Brendan. You know, restaurants are open, what, 8, 10, maybe even 12 hours a day. And to make an animal of any kind work that long might be cruel. People might think that's cruel.
Yeah.
Something that is cruel is mean just because you're mean. Okay, you're not being mean to help someone or to protect them or something like that. You're being mean just because you're, I like to be mean. Like bad guys in movies are often cruel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if you see a kid like hitting an animal or something, you'd say,
that's really cruel.
Don't do that because the animal doesn't know why you're angry, why you're doing that. It's cruel. It's not nice. It's mean. And nobody will like you if you're a cruel person like this guy who's really cruel.
This guy in our sentences, Adolf Hitler was cruel and killed millions of Jews.
He killed millions of other people, too.
Yeah, not
lots
just Jews.
Lots of Jewish people. Yeah, he's one of the most cruel people in history, probably.
Yeah. Okay, but if you're cruel, Brendan does make a good point. It is kind of cruel in general to make animals work, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And in some cases, animals, you know, are not really ready to work that long. They might need to take a break. They might even get hurt or die if people make them work too long, if people are too cruel to their animals.
That can be really, really bad.
But Patricia tells them something, some good news, right?
Yeah, she says, don't worry. They are under the protection of the Japanese government.
Okay.
They work no longer than 2 hours a day. Well, those are really good work hours,
I think.
That's
not so bad.
Yeah.
They have 2 hours a day, and they probably get to take a break during all of that time. So it says they're under the protection of the Japanese government. What does protection mean?
So protection here means the state of staying safe from harm or injury. So you are away from any harm or any kind of danger.
Right. So you might, for example, wear a helmet on a motorcycle or wear a seatbelt in a car for your protection. In case something happens, there's an accident, you won't get hurt too badly if you're wearing a helmet, a seatbelt. We can also use it for things that won't really hurt us or put us in the hospital. You know, people carry umbrellas for protection from the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's stopping the rain from making you wet, which is not a good thing, right? Getting wet. So the umbrella is for your protection.
Right.
All right, we have an example sentence for this word. The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show. The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show. Yeah, famous people, politicians like the president, right? They have protection because, you know, some crazy person might try to hurt them.
Right. Fangirls can be kind of scary.
Yes, absolutely they can. All right, so that's it for we did actually learn the names of the monkeys, did we?
Yeah, I just know Yachan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's
another one. Oh, that's right, Yachan and Winnie. Mr. Otsuka's, Otsuka's.
Actually, I think she's
monkeys.
Probably, I think it's a woman's name.
Oh, is that?
I think
Kaoru?
It's a Japanese name for a female.
Oh, I apologize to Ms. Otsuka and her wonderful monkeys who are now serving drinks and other things at a Japanese restaurant in Japan. So go check it out. We'll see you back after the break. All right, so two amazing animals, or actually three amazing animals from Japan in the last 2 days.
Which one would you like to visit the most, or the one that
Well, I like cats, so I think I would definitely want to check out Tama, the station master cat. Plus, Tama's job sounds a lot more complicated than the monkey's jobs.
Right. As a station master, you do have to schedule the trains, make sure the station's running and operating correctly.
Right, make sure the trains don't crash into each other. And cats are often busy, you know, kind of cleaning themselves and taking naps and stuff. But sure, the monkeys serving food and drinks, and hot towels, that sounds pretty interesting too. So if you're ever planning a trip to Japan, maybe you want to go and check out some of these wonderful animal heroes who are helping people every day. We'll see you very soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science.
Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science.
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim， 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要教大家一句很有趣的英文。假设今天你想要表达某件事情很简单，一点也不困难，英文可以怎么说呢？你可以说 ，It's not rocket science， 轻而易举。没什么难度的意思。 Rocket science 就是火箭科学的意思。为什么会这样用呢？我们都知道，要让火箭升空需要相当精密的科学运算，是相当不容易的事情。而当某人说 It's not rocket science 的时候，就表示 这又不是要让火箭升空那么困难，小事一桩而已啦。让我来举个例句 ，Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science。拜托，这只是简单的数学，很简单的。这用法是不是很有趣呢？希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们看看今天的例句。Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science。小聚会，我们下次见喽。
Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science.
Come on, it's simple math, not rocket science.
Jobs for pets in Japan. I love hearing stories about animals and humans working hand in hand.
Wait until you hear about this one. What do you think of monkeys as waiters?
It's very unusual. Don't tell me there really is a restaurant like that.
You bet. The owner, Kaoru Otsuka, raised two monkeys as pets.
So how did they become waiters at the restaurant?
One day, one of the monkeys, Yachan, started to copy Kaoru's moves.
Aha! Monkey see, monkey do.
That's right. Now, both monkeys help Kaoru serve drinks and bring hot towels to customers.
However, it sounds cruel to make monkeys work all day.
Don't worry. They are under the protection of the Japanese government. They work no longer than 2 hours a day.
Unusual, unusual. The unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer. The unusual weather caused it to snow in the summer. Towel, towel. I used a towel to dry myself after getting out of the pool.I used a towel to dry myself after getting out of the pool. Cruel, cruel. Adolf Hitler was cruel and killed millions of Jews. Adolf Hitler was cruel and killed millions of Jews. Protection, protection.The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show. The policeman provided protection for the famous singer after the show.